This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among the lesser commented upon parts of the president's speech last night was where he said the United States and Europe have agreed to talk about a transatlantic free trade deal. EU leaders gave the plan a thumbs up today. It'll be the biggest trade agreement of its kind ever negotiated. Talks to begin sometime before June. 2 or more years until anything is final, if, as Marketplace's Stephen Beer tells us, it's ever made final at all.
This is going to be like two elephants trying to mate, said one analyst here today. More of a collision than a delicate intertwining. Economist Simon Tilford says the two sides will struggle to open their markets fully to each other's farm produce.
When they get down to the nitty-gritty, it's possible that the negotiations will again founder on some of the cultural differences between the EU and the US, for example, over things such as genetically modified food,
which is banned in most of Europe. And then there's American poultry that's been washed in chlorine.
In countries like Germany and Italy, there's almost hysteria about such things.
On the other hand, says fund manager Justin Urquhart-Stewart, US farmers may not be entirely sympathetic to Europe's vast system of farm subsidies.
The common agricultural policy was designed by the French, for the French, and primarily for the French peasant farmer, to keep an idyll of a way of life going, and it is suitably subsidised.
He describes the long-running culture war between US and European farming as bourbon meets burgundy. They'll never mix. Some find it heartening an attempt is underway to sink some of these cultural differences, but Gillian Tett of the Financial Times is not reassured.
It indicates just how desperate both the Americans and the European governments are to find something, anything, that can reignite growth at a time when many of the other policy options are frankly running out of steam.
But even she admits this is the world's biggest trading relationship and worth nurturing. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.